Welcome to today's show, and we're just going to dive right into it and talk about some crappy management. In the past 2 weeks, I have received four different phone calls from four different people in four different professions complaining about the exact same thing, and that's crappy upper management. Because somehow in the past, especially 10 years, seniority has taken a back seat to rank and or upper management, depending on what profession you're in. And it almost seems to be more of a threat that somebody has more experience in a particular field than you have. Once upon a time, the managers were more than willing to listen to their employees, maybe nurture them, see if they were interested in promotions or things of that nature. But at the same time, they also noted that some people just wanted to be left alone and be big fish in a little pond. They know what they're doing. They're very competent. They know all the situations that to encounter, and they know to let their supervisors know if something unusual comes up because they had been doing it for a while. You shouldn't have employees who are driving into work and they're aggravated because they have no idea what their stupid boss is going to say today. And you know what? It happens more times than not. You don't hate your job, but you do hate the fact that you're being treated in maybe a condescending way, or somebody really is. Not that you may not be a credit grabber, but somehow it always tends to make people madder when somebody takes credit for something that you did. So it's kind of like most people, it's just human nature. Most people want to feel valued, and if there's an issue, they want it addressed, and they don't want it addressed to, well, we have to discipline the lowest ranked person because we don't understand how things work because we never asked anybody. And nobody really wants management to have a meeting to address a problem that I've gone to countless meetings and listened to managers talk, and they don't understand that they are the problem. They just don't understand that people are acting a certain way because of the way they are running things. Once upon a time, managers used to provide supplies, you provide training, you mentor your employees, and you also like manage budgets and basically you checked on what the welfare of your employees and their needs. And that way you still had ears to the ground, you knew what was going on, and you didn't have to be that involved, but you did have to be kept in the loop. I guess maybe like 20 years ago, I noticed in my profession that people who were, oh man, they were tremendous leaders. They were absolutely tremendous leaders. They all had their little niches, you know, whether they were on a specialized team and just very numerous talents, let's just say. So those good leaders, they did not take any promotional tests. And say in my case, it was in law enforcement. Say a sergeant, for instance, who was in a specialized unit, and they were into like maybe being on a dive team or bomb squad or whatever. And you know, a call out position where you actually get paid overtime and have those kind of benefits to maybe go towards your retirement as you get older, versus getting promoted, wanting to make lieutenant, where it turns you into a salaried employee. You have to go to wherever they sent you, and you don't get to do what you really love to do anymore. So a lot of people just, they stayed where they were, and they were happy. And the people who tested over them, not that they were crappy managers, but they weren't as good as the ones that ended up not getting promoted any higher. And that's just a law enforcement example, but it happens the same in the private sector too. The whole morale is not my problem. That's just horrendous. I've heard people say that. And, you know, if you really think morale is not your problem, you're just a horrible manager. If that even comes out of your mouth, like you're just expecting people to automatically be replaceable. Like certain things change in jobs and you constantly have to be updated. Some things are actually training issues, and if management doesn't look at the actual intent of certain things, then they're going to always find fault, and the things that they need to fix, we're going to fix it by disciplining, and this serves as an example to what not to do anymore instead of attacking it in a different way. Because reality is, most people in these positions I'm talking about, they're not high school kids. They're grown as adults that make decisions every day, long before you set foot in office and said you were manager. You get the same spiel. I'm here to learn. I'm here this. I don't really know what you guys do. And then the next thing you know, they're changing everything and making all these rules that don't make any sense because they don't care that the wheel is spinning smoothly. Because if I reinvent this wheel or identify a problem, then I can say, look, 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 this is what I fixed. And the matter is, matter of fact, is you didn't fix anything. You actually broke a lot of things. But the one thing about upper management is that the next level up, it's always protecting them too. And so everybody gets to stay blissfully ignorant at the top, and somehow they can make the people who actually know what they're doing feel inadequate and not worth what they're worth. That's why you have people leaving positions, you have people transferring, and you got the managers going, well, I don't know how this, well, look at this attrition here. I can't believe everybody's just leaving. Well, they're not leaving because they hate their jobs. They're leaving because of less stress, less headache, and they're praying that they go somewhere that doesn't exist anymore. And I wish them well if they do, because apparently this is a tremendous trend that is still rearing its ugly head, because some managers, they don't realize that their time is up. Maybe it's time for them to leave, but they sit there and they still suck up space. They take up somebody else's valuable spot, and there leaves no room for improvement because their minds are just set in that same mode where they're never going to be the problem. And they can come in and they can smile and they can bring you a donut every once in a while if you're lucky enough to have that. But ultimately, you're going to sit where you are and they will bite you the first chance they get when something remotely even tries to make them look bad. For those people who are in that situation, you're in my prayers. I hope that these people will retire soon and you can go about your life, because I know sometimes you just have to wait it out. And you're in my prayers for that. And I hope everyone have a good day.